And we're going to be talking in a moment to the Director General of the Department of Basic Education. But I've been asking you, if you're a parent and you're suddenly having to scramble, you're suddenly having to make plans around the announcement that was made by the president last night, or if you have any questions around how education is functioning or not, as the case may be, do feel free to call us and be a part of the conversation, and I'll let you pose your questions directly to him. President Cyril Ramaphosa, of course, announced last night that public schools in South Africa are going to take a four-week break as parts of the country approach a peak in COVID-19 infections. He says, the president does, that the break is a precautionary measure to ensure that schools don't become sites for the transmission of the virus. There are questions, lots and lots of questions around the rationale of these breaks. For example, there's different breaks or periods for, say, the grade 12s and the great sevens, right? So what's the science and the modeling and the thinking behind those calls, right? What's going to happen to them that won't happen to the other learners in the schooling system? There are questions around the modeling behind these decisions. The Democratic Alliance, for its part, saying the decision was more in favor of the unions and at the cost of the learners. We are trying to get the Director General on the line. In the meantime, Lihlohonolo, you're in Roodepoort. You've got a question for the DG. What's your question?
Two quick questions, Bongani. I just wanted to ask the DG as to why is it not possible for them to decide to actually scrap the entire academic year? Because extending the academic year, the challenge is that we're still not sure as to whether what will happen with the peak of the virus. Two, I just wanted to find out as to why in the first place did they rush to actually announce the reopening of the schools. And thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Lihlohonolo, thank you very much for that call. I'll pose it to the Director General. Lihlohonolo wants to know why the entire year wasn't scrapped. Why did they rush to reopen schools, he wants to know. And I suppose the follow-up question to all of that is, if the peak of the pandemic is a lot longer or a lot later than what we've been told or than what we are seeing right now, what's the point of all of it all? Bearing in mind, of course, that until we have a vaccine, there may yet be waves of this thing. So it's really difficult to know how to navigate it. There have also been questions raised, of course, around inequality and the inequality of our education system. Many of those have been rebutted with the thought that our system has been unequal all along. So what is going to be different now? It's 20 after 7. We're taking your calls on 011-883-0702. Matanzi Mamweli, the Director General of the Department of Basic Education, is now on the line. DG, good morning to you and thank you for your time.
Good morning, sir, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
We've been taking calls from parents and listeners who are obviously concerned about the decisions that have been announced. A lot of the criticism has been saying that basically government has caved in to the demands of the unions ahead of the interests of the school children. What's your view on that?
Well, I'm sure you'll appreciate from the response that came from teacher unions that they are also not happy. So it was a delicate and difficult balancing act that government had to make. And it was based on an extensive consultation process. And in fact, the outcome of this was also consulted, by the way. And eventually, government tried to have a bit in the solution for every one of the role players that are part of the consultation process in basic education. So that would be my response to it. As the president said yesterday, it's extremely difficult anyway in the world to please everyone 100%. But even those that are unhappy, there's a bit for them. If they look carefully from what the president announced, the 7 points that the president announced about schooling, there is something for them.
Well, I suppose there's also the saying that says if you try to please everyone, you'll end up pleasing no one. DG, one of the questions that has arisen is around the rationale and the modeling behind these decisions. For example, We know that different grades get different breaks. People not quite sure that if the rationale is to try and say that let's not let schools be centers of transmission, why then do we have a seemingly random approach as to who gets what break and what time off?
Yeah, let me take you through one of the variables that inform the decision. The first one is that we all know that there are increased infections in communities. Some parts of the country, Western Cape has gone through that. It has now plateaued and it's slightly going down. Gauteng is skyrocketing. Gauteng as a province is skyrocketing. Eastern Cape is going up. KZN is going up, and some parts of the country, the other provinces are also going up. And that's why the president talked about getting into the eye of the storm in terms of the peak as a country. That's the reality that we are faced in. Schools are the closest institutions to communities. When infections are increasing in communities, logically, they're likely to have a spillover effect into schools. And we're beginning to see that already. Yeah. In some parts of the country. Therefore, a differentiated approach in dealing with the risk.
Here's the difficulty. Sorry, to come in. I think we're speaking over each other. I apologize for that. Here's the difficulty I'm having. One, it still doesn't answer the question why the matrix, for example, will get 1 week's break. It also seems to contradict what your minister has said all along around the infection rates at schools not being of a major concern in terms of schools being able to continue to operate.
Yes, indeed. There's not been a major concern, but there's a strain, the spillover that I talked about. Schools are microcosm of civil society. If infections are rising in communities, if a member of your family is affected, tests positive, or passes on, it impacts on you psychologically and emotionally. And we're seeing that in schools. There's increased psychological and emotional stress in schools. And this break is really intended to do that. And that strain is beginning to manifest even in schools.
Sorry, DG, I just want to make sure I understand you correctly. Are you now saying that the reason schools are going to be closed is because of the psychological impact when the minister has said the impact of the virus has been negligible?
Well, over time, that has now shown in schools. Is the reality that we are faced with, and is the reality that we have acknowledged. The minister would even acknowledge that as well.
So how do the matrix then get 1 week's break? How does that help?
Well, that's why I said you had to look at a number of variables and balance them out. That they do need a break, how long that break should be, and the consideration was that a week should be enough to make sure that they are supported psychologically and emotionally, and we get them back as our most senior.
What's going to happen in that week while they're away?
Well, one of them is to make sure that those who need psychological support are provided with. But secondly, there'll be continued support to all learners, including the grade 12 learners, through your virtual learning, online learning, as we did during the lockdown.
A caller to my show, Lihlohonolo, wants to know, why not scrap the entire year? Why are you in such a rush to reopen? That's his view.
Well, it never occurred in our mind as government to scrap the entire year. Remember that the first quarter has been fully covered in terms of the work that needs to be done. What do you mean when you say you scrap the entire year? So we're building onto what has already been completed in terms of the first quarter, which ended in March. And we are quite confident that the work that we are building on will afford our young people to move to subsequent grades and those who are in grade 12 to do well eventually, which is what the whole world is doing of countries that went back to schooling under COVID-19. They never considered the notion of scrapping the entire year.
DG, So I'm trying to follow your thoughts here. You're saying that the reasons that inform these breaks that were announced by the president are what you've stated. So then the question becomes, why only public schools? Are the private school learners, say their matrics, any less traumatized?
They've just had a two-week break, which made a huge difference. In fact, our engagement with them also shed light on what the solution that has been provided came into existence. They've shared their experience, and they said to us they've been on a two-week break, and it made a huge difference to ease the tension, to afford parents and learners to even get more.
But not all private schools have been on a two-week break, DG?
They have been. They have been. Some might have been earlier, but they arrange their breaks differently, but they do have breaks.
There are schools that follow the three-term system, as you well know, and there are those who follow the four-term system, which is very close, in fact, to the public school calendar. So that doesn't apply to all, perhaps not even most private schools.
That's correct. But they arrange that individually, and it's not linked to the way the academic year of public schools the academic year of public schools is really managed. They do it individually. Whenever they feel that or they have structured the academic year, they'll then have a grade at some point in time during the academic year.
Matazi Mamweli, the Director General of the Department of Basic Education, we thank you for your time, sir, this morning. What do you make of that, right? What do you make of that? That's the difference between public and private schools and why those have not been or are not, the matter's not being approached in the same way for both. I don't know what to say. I really don't. I'm keen to hear your views. 011-883-0702.